John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
It is always a pleasure to talk to this man, and it's even more of a pleasure to say he's coming to town. He will be at Cooper River Park in Pensauken on Saturday, June 1st, for a free show celebrating the 175th anniversary of the founding of Camden County, something that means so much to David Crosby.
Well, you know, Camden County and I are very close.
Very, very close. Yeah. You went to high school there, didn't you?
Yeah, we went to high school together.
How are you, Cros?
I'm really happy, man. I'm sitting here looking at the Pacific Ocean. I'm on a two-day little vacation with my wife who's celebrating 42 years together, and she still likes me, which is like
As long as you brought up the Pacific, something that comes to mind, any time I know that I'm going to talk to you or your name comes up, one of the first things that pops into mind, and I hope this doesn't make you sad, is the Mayan.
It does make me sad. I miss the boat so badly, man, I can't tell you. I was down at Santa Barbara Harbor the other day, and I had to just pull over, and I wound up sitting there in the parking lot crying. I miss it so badly, and I just, I can't afford it, and I can't have it if I can't keep it up. And so that's how it is.
And for people who don't know, the Mayan was a 74-foot schooner. It was gorgeous. It was gorgeous. As a matter of fact, didn't you guys, was it an album cover or was it an album interior of you, Stills, and Nash, on the Mayan?
No, that was shot on another schooner.
Oh, really?
An older and more traditional kind of schooner, like a fishing schooner that my friend had in the Bahamas. My boat was actually prettier than that boat.
Well, which is why we only saw that one small area, probably.
Yeah, that's why, yeah.
What, you know, I often wondered what got said, because everybody's laughing in that picture.
You know, we wondered about that. We can't remember. I can't imagine why we can't remember, but we can't remember.
With all of the stuff that you have done during the course of your career, tell me a song that you didn't write that you wish you would have written.
Eleanor Rigby.
Really?
I love it. I think it's a very brave song. He was talking about people that nobody else would have talked about. And I liked that about it. I thought it was a wonderful, heartfelt kind of song.
Is there anything in this business that you always wanted to do but never got around to?
Get rich.
Come on.
I think the 74-foot schooner.
We legitimately kind of got rich for a little bit there, but we blew that money, because we had no idea that we were getting that money in the first place, and we had no idea what to do with it.
Well, speaking of the Mayan and wooden ships in himself, does Paul Kantner have writing credits on that?
On wooden ships? Absolutely he did. What happened is this, man. He and I and Stills wrote it, right?
Right.
And then when we were just about to put the record out, he called me up and he said, listen, our manager is suing us, and he's trying to obstruct everything that we're doing, and you can't put my name on the song, or he's going to legally stop your record from coming out. I said, oh, come on, Paul, you wrote it. And he said, yeah, but you can't do it because the guy, you know, has already stopped our record from coming out, and he will do it to you, too. So that's why we did that, but, you know. Paul always was a writer and always did deserve to have credit on it, and he came up with some of the best stuff. My favorite one of he and I is Have You Seen the Stars Tonight?
Oh, God. What a great freaking song. I never realized you had something to do with that song.
Yeah, that's me and Paul.
Well, David Crosby is going to be appearing at Cooper River Park on Saturday, June 1st for a free show. Celebrating, as we know, the anniversary of Camden, which means so much.
David Crosby. Mr. Camden County.
It's widely known.
David's newest album, Here If You Listen, is available online at davidcrosby.com, iTunes, and amazon.com. David, it is always a pleasure. Thank you so much. You know what? We'll probably talk to you again before this show happens because we always love when you call in.
Thanks, man. I'd love to. It's fun, and I appreciate the help.
All right. Anytime, dude. You have any message for Pierre?
Tell him his mommy dresses him funny.
Oh, no. We know those are his choices, totally on his own.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.